Hey, it's Ben Gilbert.
And I'm David Rosenthal.
And we are the hosts of the Acquired Podcast, where we dive deep into the stories and strategies behind great companies like Berkshire Hathaway, SpaceX, and Airbnb.
We're now recording all of our new episodes in video. You can watch now for free here on Spotify.
The Walk.
Episode 24.
How are we doing on the old radiation anyway?
You should be okay if we can get you out in the next hour.
And can we? Because I've got to say, I'm not seeing any handles on this door here, or any hinges.
Yeah, my guys have encountered a bit of local difficulty. They should be with you any minute.
And your guys are... It's not Paul and Emma, is it? What's happened to Emma? I couldn't exactly ask with Lawrence around.
It's not Emma and Paul. Emma's all right. I managed to warn her in time. She's got a way to stay with a friend from her message boards in Hull.
Sounds amazing.
She's... When she heard you and Walker had been captured, she broke her device. I told her how. Took out a critical component, crushed it. I can still talk to her, but the thing won't work anymore to control me. Or Soleil.
Clever girl.
And Paul is...
Yeah, we know Paul's not all right. God rest his tough soul.
Yeah, I can't... I keep thinking about what they might be doing to him. I wish we'd never got him involved.
Yeah. Thing is, Char, do you actually have feelings? I mean, like, people have feelings.
Yes.
How do you know?
How do you know you do?
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
I feel like a person. As far as I know, this is what a person feels like. They didn't tell me I wasn't a person when I was growing up. I thought I was. I had no way to know.
You know, I knew a girl once lived in a squat in Dagenham. And not beautiful, but an interesting face, do you know what I mean? I thought she was gorgeous, amazing boobs, and just sexy, you know?
Guys, I'm going to need you to move to the next doorway along this tunnel. My help has hit a bit of a snag.
Yeah, okay, we're moving. So by that time, I was convinced she didn't like me. I had a real thing for her. Sylvie was her name. Like French. One night, finally copped off with her at a party at the squat. Hands everywhere, really going for it. I thought I was in there.
Is there a... Are you just trying to boast about a girl you got off with?
No, I'm trying to tell you I think I understand you, Charlie.
I don't see how this...
Well, be quiet and listen then. So yeah, me and Sylvie... Party, coat room, hands everywhere. But every time I try to put my hand down her, you know.
We know where you try to put your hand.
Yeah, every time she pushed it away. Finally, I was like, what gives? And she showed me. She had, well, let's just say that she had a bit more down there than you might expect. A bit more of a... Me and two veg situation?
We get it. Did you... Were you angry? What did you do?
Well, I shagged her, obviously. I thought she was a girl. She thought she was a girl. So she was a girl. Simple. We had a good thing going there for a bit, me and Sylvie. Till she left me for a bloke with a motorbike. I mean, you can't compete with that. Is there anyone actually coming for us, Charlie? Or were you just trying to keep our hopes up for something before we die of radiation poisoning?
No, they're coming. They are.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, I get it. If you think you're a person and we both thought you were a person, you are a person. It's only polite. I get it. See?
Yes. I see. Thank you.
No problem, mate. I am all about second chances. Just don't lie to us anymore, right?
Right.
And as we're being totally honest and stuff, there's not really anyone coming for us, right?
See?
Watch out as you come through. That metal's still molten. Don't want to catch yourselves on it.
Look, here's the control to lower the bridge inside the door.
Well, that would have saved us a lot of bother with the grappling hook and abseiling rope. Let's get it lowered then.
Come on, you two. Walker and Aaron, is it? We've got to get moving. Some quite nasty people are after us.
Who are you?
I'm Tim. This is Pippa. We're from Aberystwyth. Look, I've got a...
You know, one of those devices, just like you have.
Yeah, they are my spares.
So we were on holiday in the Highlands camping when Tim gets an urgent message.
Old friend of mine from college, Ivan, wants me to pick up a couriered package from Inverness, pop it down to Edinburgh. Urgent, he says, important. Pip says she's not...
I'm not waiting around while he goes off having all the fun. Getting a few pints in with Ivan in Inverness, I know him. So I go along. We get the package. Next thing you know, bunch of drugged-up squaddies are chasing us across Northumberland with rehypnal darts.
They nearly caught us. Pip got three of them with her crossbow. Amazing scenes.
So wait, you two are what? Survivalists? Martial art experts?
Oh no, nothing like that. I'm a maths teacher, Tim's a paramedic. But you don't know what you're capable of until you have to do it, do you? I'm sure you found the same.
Yeah.
I said something was bound to go wrong. Things always go wrong in the end. So we've been sort of shadowing you. And Charlie didn't want anyone else to know there was another device, just in case.
Lucky we did, really. We saw you get taken in Edinburgh, Walker.
Like I say, something always goes wrong.
We love it when you're relentlessly optimistic, Tim. That's why I married you.
I know. You can't get enough of my dour embraces.
Come on now, chatterboxes. We're going into open country now. Got to speed up. Those farmers.
We think Soleil's contacted them. Offered them something. They tried to keep us away from the entrance to Tarantula, but we just kept to the treetops. But now...
There are too many of us. And they're nasty people, the Ratch family. We're heading for the far side of their land, a New Tomorrow farm. Don't worry. New Tomorrow will take care of us.
We've got someone keeping an eye on the Ratch family. She'll radio in if they break cover, but we've got to keep moving.
All right, so you've been wild camping for the past few months, living off the land.
It's unbelievable how much wild food people leave to rot because they don't know it's edible. Pip packed a hare a couple of days ago with a crossbow.
It was luck. I was aiming for the squirrel.
She's just being modest. But that's right. Safest thing is to keep out of the way of most people. You know, Soleil's worming her way into more and more systems all the time. We think she's got access to several government databases now. She can pick people to turn who'll be sympathetic. She knows just what buttons to press.
So if you're poor, she promises you money. If you want to get revenge on someone, she'll tell you she can do it. If you love the environment, she'll say she's the only person who can stop pollution. You know.
Ah, but there's one thing you might not know about Soleil and about Charlie.
What's that?
Did you know they're both artificial intelligences?
Ah! Oh my God, that makes so much sense!
Yeah, I know, right? Because of how she never flirts back. And who can eat that much pizza anyway?
We did think... I mean, she's been talking to all of you and to us. We did think, how could she be giving orders that fast? We've talked about this, me and Pip.
Yeah, but we didn't think it could really be... That's amazing, Aaron. How did you work it out?
He didn't. He just... I think he knew by instinct.
Yeah. You might be all that with your crossbows and abseiling robes, but my instinct about women are unbeatable.
More than my instincts about women have been. First 6 months I knew Pip, I thought she was gay.
You thought that because I said I fancied Jennifer Lawrence. But everyone fancies Jennifer Lawrence. I had to practically sit in his lap to get him to notice that I liked him. Right. Looks like we're clear for now. And here's our lookout. Doing a great job as ever. Lovely Liz, how's it looking?
Yes, good. They gave up when they lost your trail. The two younger Ratch family kids have been amusing themselves kicking the pigs. If we keep quiet, we should be okay. Oh, Walker, I should say. Good to see you again. You're looking about as well as I am. At least you didn't get shot in the head. And you're...
Aaron. Yeah, sorry. I can't stop staring at your...
Yes. They say I'll have this dent in my head for the rest of my life. I was lucky to survive.
Bloody lucky, I'd say. How did you...
Me and Tim found Elizabeth. Should I say Commander Stanton?
I think I've been AWOL long enough that the military probably don't even call me that anymore.
Charlie directed us to where Elizabeth had fallen when Lawrence shot her. We got her to a hospital in Edinburgh before the EMP and they stabilised her. I'll be honest, I thought you were going to die.
I thought so too. I've been left with some brain damage. Language centres. I sometimes can't find the word.
But you're as sharp a shot as ever.
You didn't want to, like, stay in Edinburgh? I know this amazing old biddy in a village who just looked after me.
I'm a soldier. I go where the battle is.
And right now, that's here. Guys, look at this.
What is that thing? Looks like enormous metal jaws. If I...
Don't touch that! It's a man trap. Look what happens if I put this stick into it.
Oh, right, yeah.
Look sharp, everyone. We're not in friendly country.
What was that?
Just a bird. But keep your eyes open. They could be anywhere. The New Tomorrow encampment's just over the far side of that hill.
There's a sort of truce between them and the Ratch family. They stay out of each other's way.
Not a nice bunch. Apparently the Ratches were neighbours from hell before the apocalypse. And now, they've been stealing food from UN airdrops, hoarding it, demanding favours from the local boys and girls in return. And if anyone steps on their land, good as dead.
With any luck, they'll have got bored with us anyway.
That was
the sound of our luck running out. They've spotted us. Come on.
Another man trap. Set it off with my bow. Watch out, everyone.
Oh, I can't believe this guy's so persistent. This is what happens if you have to live without Tally.
Soleil's building her army. Slowly but surely.
Three people are trying to do a pincer manoeuvre from your right. Head left, you're nearly there.
We'll climb the fence there, where it's sagging.
Soleil probably promised the Ratch family money, or weapons, or...
Or humans to hunt for sport?
Yeah, maybe. Come on, over the...
Ah!
Pippa!
They've electrified the bloody fence since we came over. My hand!
Everyone, we've got to get to the gate. Run!
I cannot believe that anyone would have electricity and waste it. Electrifying a fence and not playing Xbox. These people are monsters.
Yes. And that's the most troubling thing of all.
Watch it, Miss Sarki. If I wasn't so busy running, I'd...
No!
Bloody hell. Don't look back, guys. The people chasing us are...
Oh, my God. Are those cleavers? Are they planning to eat us?
I told you not to look back. How's your hand, Pip?
Hurts.
Look. There's the liar. Look at the gate. Look. The gate.
Hurry.
Everyone, through! Fast!
Keep running! Oh, they really do have a truce. They're all just lined up along the hill.
Don't want to chance it. Keep moving!
We need to get your hand into ice-cold water, Pip.
New Tomorrow Farm's just at the end of the lane.
They're just standing there, silhouetted against the sun. Or what, 12 of them? Does that mean we're... Are we safe?
You are for now. Welcome to New Tomorrow.
Morning, Walker. About time you stirred yourself.
Good, that's all of you.
Have we got to go right now? They're roasting a pig for lunch. A whole pig.
I can smell it already.
Soleil will be sending people after us now she knows where we... Liar, now she knows where we are. We're lucky she hasn't already.
And we can't risk her coming here. Not the way things are right now. Priya sends her best, by the way.
Priya from Amirich? We thought she was... Lauren said that he'd...
Yeah. The Burn tried to kill our leaders at a council meeting a few days ago. But we got wind of it in advance. Priya and the others are in hiding. The bodies the Burn found in the building they bombed aren't theirs.
Whose bodies are they?
People who were willing to give their lives for the cause.
Oh, I sort of wish I hadn't asked that question.
So your people gave their lives up for some misdirection?
I'd happily do it if needed. We all would. But it means we have to keep a low profile now. We must appear to be in disarray, leadless. We'd give you more help if we could. But the Burn have been swarming over this area since the storm. Head down that footpath, and our contact Angel will help you through their cordon. That's as much as we can do.
It's more than we'd hoped for.
Man, look at those birds! How many do you reckon, Walker?
I've heard about this. Odd patterns of bird behaviour all across Europe and the US. They think it might be related to the weather changes.
The storm.
You know, the more I think about what happened to you in the storm, the less I understand it.
I don't know. Seemed pretty straightforward. Electrical interference in the storm swapped the signals to our devices. Ionization or something, Soleil said. She, like, reset them or whatever.
Speaker initiated.
No, it is weird. First of all, I don't know how the storm could have flipped the device signals over, so you got Soleil and Lauren's got me. And I don't get how she switched them back again.
You know, computers, you just turn them off and on again.
Maybe. But the part that makes no, liar. The part that makes no sense at all is Lawrence. She loves him. So why did she try to kill him and you?
Too good a chance to kill all of us.
But she just saved you from the storm. Why would she set off the pillar of fire to kill you?
Maybe she just got tired of Lawrence. I know I did.
Her plan was to get three devices and use them to destroy me. Something must have happened to change her plans so that wouldn't
work
anymore.
You, Aaron, seem to get tired of everything almost immediately. We all saw you leaving your work unfinished at the New Tomorrow Farm. You can't just expect other people to do your chores for you.
God, you sound just like my mum. When I was a little kid, I thought she left me and my dad because I wouldn't tidy my room.
Oh, Aaron, that's so sad.
It's self-pity. For God's sake, we've all had to struggle we've all had to struggle with something, Aaron. The only way through it is discipline. If no one gave it to you, you liar, you have to give it to yourself.
Why do you keep saying liar?
Don't know. My brain's... it throws things up sometimes. First week in hospital, I could only say bond over and over. It was one of the last things Lawrence said before he shot me. I don't know what liar means, but what I said stands. No false self-pity, Aaron.
Yeah, maybe. Although, aren't you allowed to feel sorry for yourself when you've got an insane supercomputer trying to kill you for no bloody reason?
Maybe it's like one of those murder mysteries. You knew too much.
Believe me, Pip, we know nothing.
Perhaps you'd seen something and didn't realise what you'd seen.
Honestly, we saw nothing. Except the inside of a boring, cleaned-out office with the lights flickering on and off the whole time.
Maybe you'd...
Hey, over here. Mike sends you along, yes? To get through the Burn cordon.
That's us. Your Angel?
We have a plan to help you. But first, you have to put these on.
You've got Burn uniforms.
Oh, man, that is awesome!
See? Only four Burn soldiers here.
So, what's the plan? We talk our way through? Because if I do say so myself, I can be pretty charming.
No, they'll talk us through themselves. Just wait. They're getting a message on the radio. This is it.
We're under attack. They're throwing rocks, bottles, a gang in the woods. Stim back up. We're just north of March. Position GRV-3.
Wait for it.
We have no backup.
backup GRV-3, holding this position. Repeat, we have no backup. Calling all available units in the lighthouse area. Report to GRV-3 to put down an attack.
Now, run behind me in close formation, along that old railway line. Don't try to talk to them, just follow my lead.
Absolutely. Following your lead.
This is clever, isn't it? Reminds me of my dad doing his old magic tricks. Misdirection. Make a big flash over here so they don't notice what you're doing over there.
Oh. That makes me...
Got your call. Reporting in?
Not here, you idiot. You need to get to march. Quickly as you can. GRV-3.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't waste time apologising. Just get going.
Yes, sir. And we're through. No ID checks, no note taken off who we said we were.
That attack at GRV-3 was your people then, I presume?
Just a few new tomorrow people throwing bottles. They'll melt into the trees now we're through the cordon. You're back on your own now, I'm afraid. Head along here, parallel road to the coast. But don't get too close to the lighthouse. The burn were massing around there last night.
Thanks, magician.
Misdirection. You make them look at one thing so they don't notice what's happening somewhere else. I suddenly have the feeling that's what Soleil has done to us.
All right. Charlie, we're clear of the burn. Tell us your theory.
We know Soleil wants the three devices, or wanted them until now. If she kills you, those devices stop working. They are bio-locked to you. They monitor you for brain death. If she kills you, her chance to kill me is gone. So the only reason she'd have tried to kill you all is...
Something that frightened her so much that it was stronger than her desire to kill you.
That's the only thing that'd make her want to kill Lawrence too. And I'm convinced that all that business with inputting codes was misdirection. She didn't want us to notice what she was actually doing.
That makes sense. Soleil's known to use a bit of technological mumbo-jumbo to conceal what she's really up to. Look how she drew you into Tarantula with that nonsense about the transmitters.
But what was she really up to?
None of us are having any flash of inspiration, right?
No.
No?
She must have had some other way to communicate with the devices. Like, she didn't make you say anything or smell anything.
Just a sec.
Did you smell something strange in Tarantula?
No. Well, Pippa just said, flash, inspiration.
Are you having one?
Maybe. Maybe a flash. Walker, do you remember how the lights were in Tarantula, flickering all the time?
Oh, God.
Do you get it? What if all that stuff, turning the devices off and on again, wasn't the thing that made the signals flip back? What if it was? I mean, am I talking bollocks, Shah?
No, you're talking sense. She kept control of the environmental controls, she said. The heating and the lighting.
What if it was the flickering lights that flipped the devices back?
Could it even work?
It could. It could. I think it could. The devices can sense light levels, and they can pick up on changes in your brains caused by flickering lights. Either of those would be a good pathway for flickering lights to affect the devices.
They're monitoring our brains? Wait, the lights changed our brains?
Only on a microscopic level. Burn soldiers at 6 o'clock, guys. Best not to get too close. Head along that coast road.
Are you ready to finally access your intuition, to dive deeper into your soul's purpose, to manifest abundance, joy, peace, and ease, and let it all be fun? Well, if so, come check out the Highest Self podcast. It's the number one spirituality podcast. And now we're on video here on Spotify. My name is Sahara Rose. I'm here to be your spiritual bestie, and I can't wait to share my grounded approach to spirituality with you. So tune into Highest Self podcast, and I'll see you there.